Hello, this is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
John the Baptist.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was made nothing that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to give testimony of the light, that all men might believe through him. He was not the light, but was to give testimony of the light. The priests and the Levites came from Jerusalem to Bethania, beyond the Jordan where John was baptizing. And they asked of this man,
"Who art thou?
Who art thou?
Yes, who art thou? We have been sent to question you.
Why comest thou among us from the desert?
Who art thou? And why have you come?
Yes, tell us.
Who art thou?
Tell us.
Men of God, I will tell you.
Tell us.
I come to bear witness for the only begotten Son of the Lord God.
Art thou he? Art thou the Christ?
No, I am not the Christ.
Then art thou Elias, come again to earth?
No, I am not Elias.
The prophet then, art thou the prophet?
No, I am not the prophet.
Then who art thou?
Tell us, that we may give answer to those who sent us.
What sayest thou of thyself, thou who comest among us clad in camel hair with a leathern girdle around thy loins?
Answer, who art thou? I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. For the law was given by Moses, grace and truth by Jesus Christ.
Why art thou here?
I have come to give baptism.
We do not understand.
Why then dost thou baptize, if thou be not the Christ?
Or if thou be not Elias?
Or if thou be not the prophet?
I baptize with water. But there hath stood one in your midst of whom you know not.
Who is this man?
The same is he that shall come after me, who is preferred before me. The lace of whose too, I am not worthy to loose.
Is this then the Christ?
He is the Christ, the Lamb of God, he that baptizes with the Holy Ghost. He taketh away the sins of the world. For it is said in the book of Ezekiel, and I will pour upon you clear water, and you shall be cleansed from all your filthiness, and I will cleanse you from all your idols, and I will give you a new heart, and put a new spirit within you.
And it came to pass in those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And forthwith coming out of the water, he saw the heavens open, and the Spirit as a dove descending and remaining on him. And there came a voice from heaven, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit drove him out into the desert. And he was in the desert 40 days and nights, and was tempted by Satan. And he was with the beast, and the angels ministered to him. And after that, John was delivered up. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the fame of Jesus, and he said to his servant,
This John the Baptist, bring this man to me, this man who calls himself John the Baptist.
Aye, my lord, we will bring him.
But wait. Tell me first, who is this man?
Some say that he is Elias.
No, no, that cannot be. More than 300 years have passed since the days of Elias. Elias is dead.
They say that he has come again.
No, no. This man is not Elias. I know, for he has told me so with his own lips.
Then who is he? Did he tell you that?
He is the one who was sent to tell of the Messiah who has come among us.
The Messiah has come to baptize and to preach.
And to work miracles. Some we have seen, and we have heard of many. I have seen him turn water to wine.
And they say that he has raised the dead.
Oh, he has raised the dead. Well, this I will not allow. In my province, the dead must rest in their graves. I will punish him for this practice.
This Jesus has many followers, Tetrarch. The people of the land love him greatly, and they may turn against you.
He is a good man. We have seen him. It was John the Baptist who pointed him out to us.
And he said to us, Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who taketh away the sins of the world.
Bring this John the Baptist before me, for I would hear of this Messiah from him.
Aye, sire, we will bring him, but you will not care to hear the things which he will say to you.
Of the Messiah?
Nay, my lord. That he will say of you.
Of me? Of Herod the Tetrarch? What mean you?
I mean that he speaks evil of Herod Antipas and of the wife of Herod.
He shall be punished. I shall have him killed.
My lord, the people of the land believe this man to be a prophet. They will rise up against you. Have you not enough of war?
But he casts dishonor on the name of Herod.
He does, sire.
Bring him to me! Bring him to me, I say! Do as I say to you! They are bringing him, Herodias.
Here is John the Baptist, sire.
He stands before our thrones, this man called John the Baptist.
Let him speak, husband, that I may hear for myself the evil words he conjures up against my name.
I will speak, and I will say to you that you are evil, and your husband with you. For it is not lawful for you to be wedded together as man and wife.
He dare.
She who sits beside you is your brother's wife.
Herodias is the wife of Herod Antipas. This vile woman is not thy wife, but thy brother's wife. The sin of this thing is upon you both.
I will not listen.
You will listen, incestuous daughter of Babylon. Thou who wert no widow when you wed the tetrarch.
No.
You will listen.
No.
You will listen.
Take him from my sight. Kill him. Herod, I beg of you to kill him.
No, no, I cannot kill him. But I will put him into prison where none can hear that he blasphemes against us.
Kill him.
No, no.
You're afraid. You fear these
No, no,
men.
I fear the people of the land. They will rise up against me if I do this thing.
Kill him.
They believe him to be a great prophet. I cannot do it.
Kill him.
Woe unto you, woman, offspring of vipers. You who have drunk deep of sin.
No, he spits his curses at me. He is a beast, a savage beast, with a mane of thick black hair, and eyes that burn into my sense.
Adulterous woman, the Lord God will tear away the golden rings and bracelets on your arms and hands and feet. He will wipe away the paint and lay bare the evil that is in your face.
His maledictions fall on me like groans, like the lashing of a whip. Slay him, Herod Antipas. Slay him.
No, no. I am afraid.
A cursed one. Grind my face into the dust of the street.
Make an end of him. For my sake. For the sake of your wife, Herod. For the sake of the love you have for me.
Oh, Herodias. I loved you once. When I looked on you in Rome as my brother's wife. But I love you no more. The father of my Arab wife did make war upon me when I took you to wed. My brother, who was your husband, he too has sent troops and armies against me. You have brought me naught but trouble. I will not now destroy this man and bring down the hate of my own people upon my head. I have had enough of war. Enough, I tell you.
All this has been in punishment of your wickedness and your misdoing. The Lord God has punished thee, and he will continue to punish thee. Woe unto thee, Tetrarch! Woe unto thee and this incestuous woman!
No! No!
Take him from my sight and from my hearing! Throw him into the dungeon! Take him away, I say! Take him away!
Brother of Sodom! Cursed of women! The Lord God will wreak his vengeance on thee!
You will kill the beast who curses me! You will slay him, Herod.
No, no, I will not.
You will slay him.
I will not.
I know you will slay
no,
him.
No.
But on Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod.
Banquet of the Tetrarch is a gay one.
Oh, it is not like Syria, where I come from.
The hall is covered. Everyone is here to do him honor.
Look at him. He lies there on his ivory couch like a great jeweled animal.
His hair is curled, and his skin is perfumed and soft and white as a woman's. He's indecent.
Wrapped in silks and sweet-smelling incense. Stuffing himself with delicacies and all the while in the dungeon.
I know. I know what you're about to say. The prophet, that holy man of God, lies in his cell deep in the earth. And the damp and cold with crawling snakes about him.
Yes. The prophet John, the beloved of the Messiah, lies as you say. While here is joy and comfort.
It would seem so. But somehow, there is a smell of death.
Of death? What mean you?
I know not quite what I do mean. But it is here. It hovers like a cloak over this birthday feast. Like the wing of some dark bird as the hair of the prophet.
You speak in riddles.
But look. Look yonder at the tetrarch. What delicacy has caught his eye now? He sees something which his gross appetite tells him he must taste. Some food which takes his fancy.
Food?
No, I think not. Look, you, sitting there beside him.
Ah, it's the daughter of Herodias, Salome.
She looks on him with soft eyes. And see, he finds her beautiful. No, Fanuel, it is not food on which he looks.
You're right. It is not an almond cake, nor the taste of some new wine with which to bathe his gullet. It is Salome on whom he looks with greedy eyes. Salome.
Yes, sire?
Oh, Salome. The flesh upon your arms is soft and white as the breast of a dove. And your eyes are like the purest amber. And your throat... Oh, your throat is smooth as ivory.
You find me beautiful, sire?
You are more beautiful than the heavens. More radiant than the moon as it rises to meet the stars.
I wish to be beautiful in your eyes, Tetrarch.
Dance for me. Dance for me that I may feast my eyes on your loveliness. Oh, dance for me, Salome.
No, Tetrarch.
Dance for me that I may watch your grace flow like a silken river, that I may drown within the whirling current of its enchantment.
No.
Dance for me, Salome. Oh, I implore you, dance for me, and I will give you anything you ask, even into half my kingdom.
Anything, Petrarch? You will give me anything I ask?
If you will but dance.
You will not refuse when I have done.
On my oath, Salome, what you shall ask of me shall be given unto you.
Then I will dance. Yes, Petrarch. I will dance.
The daughter of Herodias, the daughter of the one whom the prophet has cursed, dancing. She dances before Tetrarch.
See her. She's like a whirling flower.
Like a flower caught in a little wind. The wind now playful, now like that which whips the sea to white foam.
Her feet seem scarcely to touch the ground.
She dances like one possessed of Satan. But the dance is beautiful.
Herod also finds it beautiful. His eyes glitter like fire. And his nether lip droops as he watches her turning and swaying. See him.
I see him. It is as though he sat wrapped in some far-off dream. It
would seem that he is drugged with her beauty and the grace of her movement.
Look you now at Herodias, his wife, the mother of Salome who dances. What make you of her face?
I see there a look of great contempt. And yet, there is something more.
There is triumph there.
Yes, there is triumph. I wonder why.
Oh, she has ceased.
Salome stands before the tetrarch. She is still now, like a bit of marble.
Did my dancing please you, Tetrarch?
Oh, it was more graceful than the flight of a swallow. More beautiful than the evening sky.
Yes, Salome. Your dancing pleased me. And now, what will you, little one? What gift do you desire? A mantle of velvet, perhaps? Worked in gems and embroidered in the purest gold and silver?
No, Tetrarch. I do not want that.
Would you choose a necklace, all of sapphires, perhaps? The finest and the bluest that can be found in all the mines of the East. Would you choose that?
No, Tetrarch.
A girdle, then? A girdle wrought in intricate design and paved with pearls. A girdle clasped firmly about your tiny waist.
The pearls would be of the size of an egg of a bird, and of such a luster to make a breath stop in your throat.
No, Tetrarch.
No? Then, what would you, my beautiful little one, name your prize? Oh, speak, tell me, what can I give you?
You can give me on a silver platter.
Yes?
The head of John the Baptist.
Oh, no.
The head of John the Baptist. You have given your oath, Petrarch.
I have given my oath.
You see, my husband. I said you would slay him. I said it. You have given your oath, Herod Antipas.
I have given my oath. Let this thing be done.
And he sent and beheaded John in prison. And his head was brought in a dish, and it was given to the damsel, and she brought it to her mother. And his disciples came and took the body and buried it, and came and told Jesus, which when Jesus had heard, he retired from thence by boat into a desert place apart. And the multitudes, having heard of it, followed him on foot out of the city.